USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment numbers are out for the month of March. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000, mainly in food services and drinking places.
This is the largest increase since January 1975.
Republican senators currently spread across the country because of Congress's three-week break say they're already starting to discuss a Phase 4 coronavirus relief bill. The talk comes a week after President Trump signed the roughly $2.2 trillion Phase 3 bill into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to use face coverings in public to help slow the spread of coronavirus. New York State's Health Commissioner Howard Zucker was asked about the effectiveness of that.
There's no clear evidence to suggest that face masks, whether made out of cloth or even whether general public using face masks, but we continue to look at the data all the time.
Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is also reminding residents to wear face coverings and not to get a false sense of security by wearing the masks and to also follow social distancing rules. Forecasters are predicting an above-normal hurricane season. Colorado State University released their annual Atlantic hurricane season forecast on Thursday and says it's predicting an increase in named storms this year. The CSU forecast calls for 16 named tropical storms and 8 of those forecasts to reach hurricane status. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow warns employment is going to get worse before it gets better.
I think in the weeks ahead, Sandra, it's going to get worse. I can't pull any punches on that. It will get worse. This is a very deep contraction. The numbers are going to come in very badly. They're going to look terrible in the weeks ahead. How much longer? I don't really want to forecast. That's up to the health people. But there's no question that it's going to be bad. There's also no question that we are providing more relief and assistance for unemployment than ever before in our nation's history.
Over 250 million Americans are under stay-at-home orders and will be spending their weekend at home. The nation's top doctor on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has a message for everyone.
We've got to continue, as I always say, the metaphor, keep your foot on the accelerator and not on the brake. Continue to the best of your possible capability to do the adherence to those physical separation, those guidelines that have been expressed, that have been extended to 30 days. That will be the process that will get us through that, no doubt in my mind.
Both Fauci and Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.